the 5th of August. All the morning at the office, whither Dean of Woolwich came to me and discoursed of the body of ships, which I am now going about to understand. And then I took him to the coffee-house, where he was very earnest against Mr. Grant's report in favour of Sir William Petty's vessel, even to some passion on both sides, almost. So to the Exchange, and thence home to dinner, with my brother, and in the afternoon to Westminster Hall, and there found Mistress Lane. And by, by agreement, we met at the Parliament stairs. In my way down to the boat, who should meet us but my Lady Jemima, who saw me lead her, but said nothing to me of her, though I stayed to speak to her to see whether she could take notice of it or no. And off to Stangate, and so to the King's Head at Lambeth Marsh, and had variety of meats and drink, came to some shillings. But I did so towse her and handled her, but I could get nothing more from her, though I was very near it. But as wanton and buxom as she is, she dares not adventure upon that business, in which I very much commend and like her. Stayed pretty late, and so over with her by water, and being in a great sweat with my towsing off her, I durst not go home by water, but took coach. And at home, my brother and I fell upon Descartes, and I perceive he hath studied him well, and I cannot find but he hath minded his book, and doth love it. This evening came a letter about business from Mr. Coventry, and with it a silver pen he promised me to carry ink in, which is very necessary. So to prayers and to bed. The 6th of August. Up and was angry with my maid Hannah for keeping the house no better, it being more dirty nowadays than ever it was while my whole family was together. So to my house, whither Mr. Coventry came and Sir William Penn, and we sat all the morning. This day Mr. Coventry borrowed of me my manuscript of the Navy. At noon I to the Change, and meeting with Sir William Warren to a coffee-house, and there finished a contract with him for the office, and so parted. And I to my cousin Mary Joyce's at a gossiping, where much company and good cheer. There was the King's Faulkner that lives by Paul's, and his wife, an ugly puss that brought him money. He speaking of the strength of hawks, which will strike a fowl to the ground with that force that shall make the fowl rebound a great way from the ground, which no force of man or art can do. But it was very pleasant to hear what reasons he and another, one Ballard, a rich man of the same company of leather sellers of which the Joyces are, did give for this. Ballard's wife, a pretty and a very well-bred woman, I took occasion to kiss several times, and she to carve, drink, and show me great respect. After dinner, to talk and laugh, I drank no wine but sent for some water, the beer not being good. A fiddler was sent for, and there one Mistress Lurkin, a neighbour, a good and merry poor woman, but a very tall woman, did dance and show such tricks that made us all merry. But above all, a daughter of Mr. Brumfield's, black but well-shaped and modest, did dance very well, which pleased me mightily, and I begun the Duchess with her, but could not do it. But, however, I came off well enough, and made mighty much of her, kissing and leading her home with her cousin Antony and Kate Joyce, Kate being very handsome and well, that is, handsomely dressed today, and I grew mighty kind and familiar with her, and kissed her soundly, which she takes very well. To their house, and there I left them, having in our way, though 9 o'clock at night, carried them into a puppet play in Lincoln's Inn Fields, where there was the story of Holofernes, and other clockwork. Well done. There was at this house today Mr. Lawrence, who did give the name, it seems, to my cousin Joyce's child, Samuel, who is a very civil gentleman, and his wife, a pretty woman, who with Kate Joyce were stewards of the feast today, and a double share, cost for a man and a woman, came to 16 shillings, which I also would pay, though they would not by any means have had me. So I walked home very well contented with this afternoon's work, I thinking it convenient to keep in with the Joyces against a bad day, if I should have occasion to make use of them. So I walked home, and after a letter to my wife by the post, and my father, I home to supper, and after a little talk with my brother, to bed. The 7th of August. Up and to my office a little, and then to Brown's for my measuring rule, which is made and is certainly the best and the most commodious for carrying in one's pocket, and most useful, that ever was made, and myself have the honour of being, as it were, the inventor of this form of it. Here I stayed discoursing an hour with him, and then home, and thither came Dr. Fairbrother to me, and we walked a while together in the garden, and then abroad into the city, and then we parted for a while, and I to my vial, which I find done, and once varnished, and it will please me very well, when it is quite varnished. Thence home, and to study my new rule till my head ached cruelly. So by and by to dinner, and the doctor and Mr. Creed came to me. The doctor's discourse, which, though he be a very good-natured man, is but simple, was some sport to me and Creed, though my head aching, I took no great pleasure in it. We parted after dinner, and I walked to Deptford, and there found Sir William Penn, and I fell to measuring of some plank that was serving into the yard, which the people took notice of, and the measurer himself was amused at, for I did it much more ready than he, and I believe Sir William Penn would be glad I could have done less, or he more. By and by he went away, and I stayed walking up and down, discoursing with the officers of the yard of several things, and so walked back again, and on my way young Bagwell and his wife waylaid me to desire my favour about getting him a better ship, which I shall pretend to be willing to do for them, but my mind is to know his wife a little better. They being parted, I went with Cadbury, the mast-maker, to view a parcel of good masts, which I think it were good to buy, and resolved to speak to the board about it. So home, and my brother John and I up, and I to my music, and then to discourse with him, and I find him not so thorough a philosopher, at least in Aristotle, as I took him for, he not being able to tell me the definition of fire, nor which of the four qualities belong to each of the four elements. So to prayers and to bed, among other things being much satisfied in my new rule. 8th of August. Up and to my office, whither I sent for Brown, the mathematical instrument maker, who now brought me a ruler for measuring timber and other things, so well done, and in all things to my mind, that I do set up my rest upon it that I cannot have a better, nor any man else have so good for this purpose, this being of my own ordering. By and by we sat all the morning dispatching of business, and then at noon Rise and I with Mr. Coventry down to the waterside, talking, wherein I see so much goodness and endeavours of doing the King's service, that I do more and more admire him. It being the greatest trouble to man, he says, in the world, to see not only in the navy, but in the greatest matters of state, where he can lay his finger upon the sore, meaning this man's faults, and this man's office the fault lies in, and yet dare or cannot remedy matters. Thence to the exchange about several businesses, and so home to dinner, and in the afternoon took my brother John and Will down to Woolwich by water. And after being there a good while, and eating of fruit in Sheldon's garden, we begun our walk back again, I asking many things in physics of my brother John, to which he gives me so bad or no answer at all, as in the regions of the air he told me that he knew of no such thing, for he never read Aristotle's philosophy, and Descartes owns no such thing, which vexed me to hear him say, but I shall call him to task and see what it is that he hath studied since his going to the university. It was late before we could get from Greenwich to London by water, the tide being against us and almost past, so that to save time and to be clear of anchors, I landed at Wapping, and so walked home weary enough, walking over the stones. This night Sir William Batten and Sir John Menis returned from Portsmouth, but I did not go see them. The 9th of August. Lord's Day. Up and leaving my brother John to go somewhither else, I to church, and heard Mr. Mills, who is lately returned out of the country, and, it seems, was fetched in by many of the parishioners with great state, preach upon the authority of the ministers, upon these words, "We are therefore ambassadors of Christ." Wherein, among other high expressions, he said that such a learned man used to say that if a minister of the word and an angel should meet him together, he would salute the minister first, which methought was a little too high. This day I began to make use of the silver pen Mr. Coventry did give me in writing of this sermon, taking only the heads of it in Latin, which I shall, I think, continue to do. So home and at my office reading my vows, and so to Sir William Batten to dinner, being invited and sent for, and being willing to hear how they left things at Portsmouth, which I find but ill enough, and are mightily for a commissioner to be at seat there, to keep the yard in order. Thence in the afternoon with my Lady Batten, leading her through the streets by the hand to St. Dunstan's Church, hard by us, where, by Mistress Russell's means, we were set well, and heard an excellent sermon of one Mr. Gifford, the parson there, upon Remember Lot's Wife. So from thence walked back to Mistress Russell's, and there drank and sat talking a great while, among other things talking of young Dawes, that married the great Fortune, who it seems hath a baronet's patent given him, and is now Sir Thomas Dawes, and a very fine-bred man they say he is. Thence home, and my brother being abroad, I walked to my Uncle White's, and there stayed, though with little pleasure, and supped, there being the husband of Mistress Anne White, who, it seems, is lately married to one Mr. Bentley, a Norwich factor. Home, and stayed up a good while examining Will in his Latin Bible, and my brother along with him in his Greek, and so to prayers and to bed. This afternoon I was amused at the tune set to the psalm by the clerk of the parish, and thought at first that he was out, but I find him to be a good songster, and the parish could sing it very well, and was a good tune. But I wonder that there should be a tune in the psalms that I never heard of. The 10th of August. Up, though not so early this summer as I did all the last, for which I am sorry, and though late, am resolved to get up betimes before the season of rising be quite past, to my office to fit myself to wait on the Duke this day. By and by water to Whitehall, and so to St. James's, and anon called into the Duke's chamber, and being dressed, we were all, as usual, taken in with him, and discoursed of our matters. And that being done, he walked, and I in the company with him, to Whitehall, and there he took barge for Woolwich, and I up to the committee of Tangier, where my Lord Sandwich, my Lord Peterborough, whom I have not seen before since his coming back, Sir William Compton, and Mr. Povey, our discourse about supplying my Lord Tiviot with money, wherein I am sorry to see, though they do not care for him, yet they are willing to let him for civility and compliment only, to let him have money, almost without expecting any account of it. But by this means, he being such a cunning fellow as he is, the king is like to pay dear for our courtier's ceremony. Thence by coach with my lords Peterborough and Sandwich, to my lord Peterborough's house, and there, after an hour's looking over some fine books of the Italian buildings with fine cuts, and also my lord Peterborough's bows and arrows, of which he is a great lover, we sat down to dinner, my lady coming down to dinner also, and there being Mr. Williamson that belongs to Sir Henry Bennet, whom I find a pretty understanding and accomplished man, but a little conceited. After dinner I took leave, and went to Greatorex's, whom I found in his garden, and set him to work upon my ruler, to engrave an almanac and other things upon the brasses of it, which a little before night he did, but the latter part he slubbered over, that I must get him to do it over better, or else I shall not fancy my rule. Which is such a folly that I am come to now, that whereas before my delight was in multitude of books, and spending money in that, and buying all way of other things, now that I am become a better husband and have left off buying, now my delight is in the neatness of everything, and so cannot be pleased with anything unless it be very neat, which is a strange folly. Hither came Will Howe about business, and he and I had a great deal of discourse about my Lord Sandwich, and I find by him that my Lord doth dote upon one of the daughters of Mistress Beck, where he lies, so that he spends his time and money upon her. He tells me she is a woman of a very bad fame and very impudent, and hath told my lord so, yet for all that my lord doth spend all his evenings with her, though he be at court in the daytime, and that the world doth take notice of it, and that Pickering is only there as a blind, that the world may think that my lord spends his time with him when he doth worse. and that hence it is that my lord hath no more mind to go into the country than he hath. In fine, I perceive my lord is dabbling with this wench, for which I am sorry, though I do not wonder at it, being a man amorous enough, and now begins to allow himself the liberty that he sees everybody else at court takes. Here I am told that my lord Bristol is either fled, or conceals himself, having been sent for to the king. It is believed to be sent to the Tower, but he is gone out of the way. Yesterday I am told also that Sir John Lentil, in Southwark, did apprehend about 100 Quakers and other such people, and hath sent some of them to the jail at Kingston, it being now the time of the assizes. Thence home, and examined a piece of Latin of Will's with my brother, and so to prayers and to bed. This evening I have a letter from my father that says that my wife will come to town this week, at which I wonder she should come without my knowing more of it. But I find they have lived very ill together since she went, and I must use all the brains I have to bring her to any good when she doth come home, which I fear will be hard to do, and do much disquiet me the thoughts of it. The 11th of August. Up unto my office, whither, by and by, my brother Tom came, and I did soundly rattle him for his neglecting to see and please the Joyces, as he hath of late done. I confess I do fear that he doth not understand his business, nor will do any good at his trade, though he tells me that he doth please everybody and that he gets monies. But I shall not believe it till I see a state of his accounts, which I have ordered him to bring me before he sees me any more. We met and sat at the office all the morning, and at noon I to the change, where I met Dr. Pierce, who tells me that the King comes to town this day from Tunbridge to stay a day or two, and then fetch the Queen from thence, who, he says, is grown a very debonair lady, and now hugs him, and meets him galloping upon the road, and all the actions of a fond and pleasant lady that can be, that he believes he hath a chat now and then of Mistress Stuart, but that there is no great danger of her, she being only an innocent young raw girl. But my Lady Castlemaine, who rules the King in matters of state, and doth what she list with him, he believes is now falling quite out of favour. After the Queen is come back, she goes to the Bath, and so to Oxford, where great entertainments are making for her. This day I am told also that my Lord Bristol had warrants issued out against him to have carried him to the Tower, but he has fled away or hides himself. So much the Chancellor hath got the better of him. Upon the change, my brother and Will brings me word that Madam Turner would come and dine with me today, so I hasted home and found her and Mistress Morris there, Theophila and Joyce being gone into the country, which is the reason of the mother's rambling. I got a dinner for them, and after dinner my Uncle Thomas and Aunt Bell came and saw me, and I made them almost foxed with wine, till they were very kind, but I did not carry them up to my lady's, so they went away. And so my two ladies and I in Mistress Turner's coach to Mr. Povey's, who, being not within, we went in, and there showed Mistress Turner his perspective and volery, and the fine things that he is building of now, which is a most neat thing. Thence to the Temple, and by water to Westminster, and there Morris and I went to Sir Robert Long's, to have fetched a niece of his, but she was not within, and so we went to boat again, and then down to the bridge, and there tried to find a sister of Mistress Morris's, but she was not within neither, and so we went through bridge, and I carried them on board the King's pleasure boat, all the way reading in a book of receipts of making fine meats and sweetmeats, among others, one to make my own sweet water, which made us good sport. So I landed them at Greenwich, and there to a garden, and gave them fruit and wine, and so to boat again, and finally, in the cool of the evening, to Lion Quay. The tide against us, and so landed and walked to the bridge, and there took a coach by chance passing by, and so I saw them home, and there ate some cold venison with them, and drunk and bid them good night, having been mighty merry with them, and I think it is not amiss to preserve, though it cost me a little, such a friend as Mistress Turner. So home and to bed, my head running upon what to do tomorrow to fit things against my wife's coming, as to buy a bedstead, because my brother John is here, and I have now no more beds than are used. the 12th of August. Up and a little to my office to put down my yesterday's journal, and so abroad to buy a bedstead and do other things. So home again, and having put up the bedstead and done other things in order to my wife's coming, I went out to several places, and to Mistress Turner's, she inviting me last night, and there dined, with her and Madam Morris and a stranger. We were very merry and had a fine dinner. And thence I took leave, and to Whitehall, where my Lord Sandwich, Peterborough, and others made a Tangier committee. Spent the afternoon in reading and ordering, with a great deal of alteration, and yet methinks never a whit the better, of a letter drawn by Creed to my Lord Rutherford, the Lords being against anything that looked to be rough, though it was in matter of money, and accounts wherein their courtship may cost the King dear. Only I do see by them that speaking in matters distasteful to him that we write to, it is best to do it in the plainest, and without ambages or reasoning, but only say matter of fact, and leave the party to collect your meaning. Thence by water to my brother's, and there I hear my wife is come and gone home, and my father is come to town also, at which I wondered. But I discern it is to give my brother advice about his building, and it may be to pacify me about the differences that have been between my wife and him and my mother at her late being with them, though by and by he coming to Mr. Holden's, where I was buying a hat, he took no notice to me of anything. I walked with him a little while, and left him to lie at that end of the town, and I home, where, methinks, I find my wife strange, not knowing, I believe, in what temper she could expect me to be in. But I fell to kind words, and so we were very kind, only she could not forbear telling me how she had been used by them and her maid Ashwell in the country. But I find it will be best not to examine it, for I doubt she's in fault too, and therefore I seek to put it off from my hearing. And so to bed, and there enjoyed her with great content. And so to sleep. The 13th of August. Lay long in bed with my wife talking of family matters, and so up and to the office, where we sat all the morning, and then home to dinner, and after dinner my wife and I to talk again about getting of a couple of good maids, and to part with Ashwell, which troubles me for her father's sake, though I shall be glad to have that charge taken away of keeping a woman. Thence a little to the office, and so abroad with my wife, by water to Whitehall, and there at my lord's lodgings met my Lady Jemima, with whom we stayed a good while. Thence to Mistress Hunt's, where I left my wife and I to walk a little in St. James's Park, while Mistress Harper might come, with whom we came to speak about her kinswoman, Jane Gentleman, to come and live with us as a chambermaid. And there met with Mr. Hoole, my old acquaintance of Magdalen, and walked with him an hour in the park, discoursing chiefly of Sir Samuel Morland, whose lady is gone into France. It seems he buys ground and a farm in the country, and lays out money upon building, and God knows what, so that most of the money he sold his pension of £500 per annum for, to Sir Arthur Slingsby, is believed is gone. It seems he hath very great promises from the king, and Hoole hath seen some of the king's letters under his own hand to Morland, promising him great things, and among others the Order of the Garter, as Sir Samuel says. But his lady thought it below her to ask anything at the king's first coming, believing the king would do it of himself, when, as Hoole doth really think, if he had asked to be Secretary of State at the king's first coming, he might have had it. And the other day, at her going into France, she did speak largely to the king herself, how her husband hath failed of what his majesty had promised, and she was sure intended him. And the king did promise still, as he is a king and a gentleman, to be as good as his word in a little time, to a tittle. But I never believe it. Here in the park I met with Mr. Coventry, where he sent for a letter he had newly writ to me, wherein he had enclosed one from Commissioner Pett, complaining of his being defeated in his attempt to suspend two pursers, wherein the manner of his doing it, and complaint of our seeing him, contrary to our promise the other day, deserted, did make us laugh mightily, and was good sport to think how awkwardly he goes about a thing that he hath no courage of his own nor mind to do. Mr. Coventry answered it very handsomely, but I perceive Pet hath left off his corresponding with me any more. Thence to fetch my wife from Mistress Hunt's, where now he was come in, and we ate and drunk, and so away, their child being at home, a very lively, but not pretty at all, by water to Mistress Turner's, and there made a short visit, and so home by coach, and after supper to prayers and to bed. And before going to bed, Ashwell begun to make her complaint, and by her I do perceive that she hath received most base usage from my wife, which my wife sillily denies, but it is impossible the wench could invent words and matter so particularly, against which my wife hath nothing to say but flatly to deny, which I'm sorry to see, and blows to have passed, and high words, even at Hinchingbrook House, among my lady's people, of which I am mightily ashamed. I said nothing to either of them, but let them talk, till she was gone and left us abed, and then I told my wife my mind with great sobriety and grief, and so to sleep. The 14th of August. Awake, and to chide my wife again, and I find that my wife hath got too great head to be brought down soon, nor is it possible with any convenience to keep Ashwell longer. My wife is so set and concerned, as she was in Sarah, to make her appear a liar in every small thing, that we shall have no peace while she stays. So I up and to my office, doing several businesses in my study, and so home to dinner, the time having outslipped me and my stomach, it being past 2 o'clock. And yet, before we could sit down to dinner, Mistress Harper and her cousin Jane came, and we treated and discoursed long about her coming to my wife for a chambermaid, and I think she will do well. So they went away, expecting notice when she shall come, and so we sat down to dinner at 4 o'clock almost, and then I walked forth to my brother's, where I found my father, who is discontented, and hath no mind to come to my house, but would have begun some of the differences between my wife and him. But I desired to hear none of them, but am sorry at my folly in forcing it, and theirs in not telling me of it at the beginning, and therefore am resolved to make the best of a bad market, and to bring my wife to herself again as soon, and as well as I can. So we parted very kindly, and he will dine with me tomorrow or next day. Thence walked home, doing several errands by the way, and at home took my wife to visit Sir William Penn, who is still very lame, and after an hour with him went home and supped, and with great content to bed. The 15th of August. Lay pretty long in bed, being a little troubled with some pain got by wind and cold, and so up with good peace of mind, hoping that my wife will mind her house and servants. And so to the office, and being too soon to sit, walk to my vial, which is well nigh done, and I believe I may have it home to my mind next week. So back to my office, and there we sat all the morning, and very busy, I till 2 o'clock before I could go to dinner again. After dinner walked forth to my instrument maker, and there had my rule he made me last, now so perfected, that I think in all points I shall never need or desire a better, or think that any man yet had one so good in all the several points of it for my use. So by water down to Deptford, taking into my boat with me Mr. Palmer, one whom I knew, and his wife when I was first married, being an acquaintance of my wife's and her friends, lodging at Charing Cross during our differences. He joyed me in my condition, and himself, it seems, is forced to follow the law in a common ordinary way, but seems to live well, and is a sober man enough by his discourse. He landed with me at Deptford, where he saw by the officer's respect to me a piece of my command, and took notice of it, though God knows I hope I shall not be elated with that, but rather desire to be known for serving the king well and doing my duty. He gone, I walked up and down the yard a while, discoursing with the officers, and so by water home, meditating on my new rule with great pleasure. So to my office, and there by candlelight doing business, and so home to supper and to bed. The 16th of August, Lord's Day. Up and with my wife to church, and finding her desirous to go to church, I did suspect her meeting of Pendleton. But he was not there, and so I thought my jealousy in vain, and writ the sermon with great quiet. And home to dinner, very pleasant, only some angry words my wife could not forbear to give Ashwell. And after dinner to church again, and there looking up and down, I find Pembleton to stand in the aisle against us, he coming too late to get a pew. Which, Lord, into what a sweat did it put me! I do not think my wife did see him, which did a little satisfy me. But it makes me mad to see of what a jealous temper I am. I cannot help it. Though let him do what he can, I do not see as I am going to reduce my family, what hurt he can do me, there being no more occasion now for my wife to learn of him. Here preached a confident young coxcomb. So home, and I stayed a while with Sir John Minnis at Mistress Turner's, hearing his parrot talk, laugh, and cry, which it doth to admiration. So home, and with my wife to see Sir William Penn, and thence to my uncle Wight, and took them at supper, and sat down, where, methinks, my uncle is much more kind than he used to be, both to me now, and, my father tells me, to him also, which I am glad of. After supper home, it being extraordinary dark, but by chance a lantern came by, and so we hired it to light us home. Otherwise, were we no sooner within doors, but a great shower fell, that had daubed us cruelly if we had not been within, it being as dark as pitch. So to prayers, and to bed. The 17th of August. Up, and then fell into discourse, my wife and I, to Ashwell, and much against my will, I am fain to express a willingness to Ashwell that she should go from us. And yet in my mind I am glad of it, to ease me of the charge. So she is to go to her father this day. And leaving my wife and her talking highly, I went away by coach with Sir John Minnis and Sir William Batten to St. James, and there attended, of course, the Duke, and so to Whitehall, where I met Mr. Moore, and he tells me with great sorrow of my lord's being debauched, he fears, by this woman at Chelsea, which I am troubled at, and resolved to speak to him of it if I can, seasonably. Thence home, where I dined with my wife alone, and after dinner comes our old maid Susan to look for a gorget that she says she hath lost by leaving it here. And by many circumstances, it being clear to me that Hannah, our present cook-maid, not only hath it, but had it on her upon her neck when Susan came in, and shifted it off presently upon her coming in, I did charge her so home with it, having a mind to have her gone from us, that in a huff she told us she would be gone to-night, if I would pay her her wages, which I was glad and my wife of, and so fetched her her wages, and though I am doubtful that she may convey some things away with her clothes, my wife searching them, yet we are glad of her being so gone. And so she went away in a quarter of an hour's time, being much amused at this, to have never a maid but Ashwell that we do not intend to keep, nor a boy. And my wife and I being left for an hour, till my brother came in alone in the house, I grew very melancholy, and so my brother being come in I went forth, to Mistress Holden, to whom I formerly spoke about a girl to come to me instead of a boy, and the like I did to Mistress Standing, and also to my brother Tom, who I found at an alehouse in Popinjay Alley, drinking. And I standing with him at the gate of the alley, Ashwell comes by, and so I left Tom, and went almost home with her, talking of her going away. I find that she is willing to go, and told her, though behind my back my wife hath told her that it was more my desire than hers that she should go, which was not well, that seeing my wife and she could not agree, I did choose rather, was she my sister, have her gone. It would be better for us, and for her too. To which she willing agreed, and will not tell me anything but that she doth believe that my wife would have somebody there that might not be so liable to give me information of things, as she takes her to be. But, however, I must labour to prevent all that. I parted with her near home, agreeing to take no notice of my coming along with her, and so by and by came home after her, where I find a sad distracted house, which troubles me. However, to supper and prayers and to bed, and while we were getting to bed, my wife begin to discourse to her, and plainly asked whether she had got a place or no, and the other answered that she could go, if we would, to one of our own office, to which we agreed, if she would. She thereupon said no, she would not go to any place but where she might teach children, because of keeping herself in use of what things she had learned, which she doth not hear, or will there, but only dressing. By which I perceive the wench is cunning, but one very fit for such a place, and accomplished to be woman to any lady in the land. So quietly to sleep, it being a cold night. But till my house is settled, I do not see that I can mind my business of the office, which grieves me to the heart. But I hope all will over in a little time, and I hope to the best. This day at Mistress Holden's, I find my new low-crowned beaver, according to the present fashion, made, and will be sent home tomorrow. The 18th of August. Up and to the office, where we sat all the morning, and at noon home, and my father came and dined with me, Susan being come, and helped my wife to dress dinner. After dinner my father and I talked about our country matters, and in fine, I find that he thinks £50 per annum will go near to keep them all, which I am glad of. He having taken his leave of me and my wife without any mention of the differences between them and my wife in the country, I went forth to several places about businesses, and so home again, and after supper to bed. The 19th of August. Up betimes, and my wife up and about the house, Susan beginning to show her drunken tricks, and put us in mind of her old faults of folly and distractedness, which we had forgot, so that I became mightily troubled with her. This morning came my joiners to new lay my floors, and begun with the dining-room. I out and saw my viol again, and it is very well, and to Mr. Holyard, and took some pills of him, and a note under his hand to drink wine with my beer, without which I was obliged by my private vow to drink none a good while, and have strictly observed it. And by my drinking of small beer, and not eating, I am most mightily troubled with wind, that I know not what to do almost. Thence to Whitehall, and there met Mr. Moore, and fell a-talking about my lord's folly at Chelsea, and it was our discourse by water to London, and to the great coffee-house against the Exchange, where we sat a good while talking. And I find that my lord is wholly given up to this wench, who it seems hath been reputed a common strumpet. I have little encouragement from Mr. Moore to meddle with it, to tell my lord, for fear it may do him no good, but me hurt. Thence homewards taking leave of him, and met Tom Marsh, my old acquaintance at Westminster, who talks mightily of the honour of his place, being clerk assistant to the clerk of the House of Commons, but I take him to be a coxcomb, and so did give him half a pint of wine, but drunk none myself, and so got shut of him. So home, and there find my wife almost mad with Susan's tricks, so as she is forced to let her go and leave the house all in dirt, and the clothes all wet, and gets Goody Taylor to do that business for her till another comes. Here came Will Howe, and he and I alone in my chamber talking of my lord, who desires me, out of love to my lord, to tell my lord of the matters we discoursed of, which tend so much to the ruin of his estate. And so I resolve to take a good heart and do it, whatever comes of it. He gone, we sat down and ate a bit of dinner fetched from the cook's, and so up again, and I to my joiners, who will make my floors very handsome. By and by comes in Pembleton, which begun to make me sweat, but I did give him so little countenance, and declared at one word against dancing any more, and bid him a short, good be with you, myself. And so he took as short a leave of my wife, and so went away, I think without any time of receiving any great satisfaction from my wife, or invitation to come again. To my office till it was dark, doing business, and so home by candlelight to make up my accounts for my lord and Mr. Moore. By and by comes Mr. Moore to me, and stayed a good while with me, making up his accounts and mine, but we did not come to any end therein for want of his papers, and so put it off to another time. He supped with me in all my dirt and disorder, and so went away, and we to bed. I discoursed with him a great while about my speaking to my lord of his business, and I apprehend from him that it is likely to prove perhaps of bad effect to me, and no good to him, and therefore I shall even let it alone, and let God do his will, at least till my lord is in the country, and then we shall see whether he resolves to come to Chelsea again or no, and so order the stopping of him therein if we can. The 20th of August. Up betimes into my office, having first been angry with my brother John, and in the heat of my sudden passion, called him ass and coxcomb, for which I am sorry, it being but for leaving the key of his chamber with a spring lock within side of the door. And there we sat all the morning, and at noon dined at home, and there find a little girl, which she told my wife herself, her name was Jinny, by which name we shall call her. I think a good likely girl and a parish child of St. Bride's, of honest parentage, and recommended by the church warden. After dinner among my joiners laying my floors, which pleased me well, and so to my office, and we sat this afternoon upon an extraordinary business of the victualling. In the evening came Commissioner Pett, who fell foul on me for my carriage to him at Chatham, wherein, after protestation of my love and good meaning to him, he was quiet. But I doubt he will not be able to do the service there that any other man of his ability would. Home in the evening, my viol and lute new strung, being brought home too, was brought home, and I would have paid Mr. Hunt for it, but he did not come along with it himself, which I expected and was angry for it. So much it is against my nature to owe anything to anybody. This evening the girl that was brought me today for so good a one, being cleansed of lice this day by my wife and good new clothes put on her back, she ran away from Goody Taylor that was showing her the way to the bakehouse, and we heard no more of her. So to supper and to bed. The 21st of August. Up betimes, and among my joiners, and to my office, where the joiners are also laying mouldings in the inside of my closet. Then abroad and by water to Whitehall, and there got Sir George Carteret to sign me my last quarter's bills for my wages. After meeting with Mr. Creed, he told me how my Lord Tiviot hath received another attack from Guyland at Tangier, with 10,000 men, and at last, as is said, is come, after a personal treaty with him, to a good understanding and peace with him. Thence to my brother's, and there told him how my girl hath served us, which he sent me, and directed him to get my clothes again, and get the girl whipped. So to other places, by the way, about small businesses, and so home, and after looking over all my workmen, I went by water and land to Deptford, and there found by appointment Sir William Batten. But he was got to Mr. Waith's to dinner, where I dined with him, a good dinner, and good discourse, and his wife, I believe, a good woman. We fell in discourse of Captain Cock, and how his lady hath lost all her fine linen almost. But besides that, they say she gives out that she hath £3,000 worth of linen, which we all laugh at. And Sir William Batten, who I perceive is not so fond of the captain as he used to be, and less of her from her slight receiving of him, and his lady, it seems, once, told me how he should say that he saw he must spend £700 per annum, get it how he could, which was a high speech, and by all men's discourse, his estate not good enough to spend so much. After dinner, altered our design to go to Woolwich, and put it off to tomorrow morning, and so went all to Greenwich, Mistress Waith excepted, who went thither but not to the same house with us, but to her father's that lives there, to the music-house, where we had paltry music till the master-organist came, whom, by discourse I afterward knew, having employed him for my Lord Sandwich to prick out something, his name Arundel, and he did give me a fine voluntary or two, and so home by water. And at home I find my girl that run away, brought by a beadle of St. Bride's parish, and stripped her and sent her away. And a new one came, of Griffin's helping too, which I think will prove a pretty girl, her name Susan. And so to supper, after having this evening paid Mr. Hunt £3 for my vial, besides the carving, which I paid this day 10 shillings for to the carver. And he tells me that I may, without flattery, say I have as good a theorbo, viol and violin, as is in England. So to bed. The 22nd of August. Up by 4 o'clock to go with Sir William Batten to Woolwich and Sir John Minnis, which we did, though not before 6 or 7 by their lying abed. Our business was to survey the new wharf building there in order to the giving more to him that doth it, Mr. Randall, than contracted for. But I see no reason for it, though it be well done, yet not better than contracted to be. Here we ate and drunk at the clerk of the checks, and in taking water at the Tower Gate, we drank a cup of strong water, which I did out of pure conscience to my health, and I think is not accepted by my oaths, but it is a thing I shall not do again, hoping to have no such occasion. After breakfast there, Mr. Castle and I walked to Greenwich, and in our way met some gypsies who would needs tell me my fortune, and I suffered one of them, who told me many things common as others do, but bid me beware of a John and a Thomas, for they did seek to do me hurt. And that somebody should be with me this day se'nnight, to borrow money of me, but I should lend them none. She got 9 pence of me, and so I left them, and to Greenwich, and so to Deptford, where the 2 nights were come, and thence home by water, where I find my closet done at my office to my mind, and work gone well on at home, and Ashwell gone abroad to her father, my wife having spoken plainly to her. After dinner to my office, getting my closet made clean and setting some papers in order, and so in the evening home and to bed. This day Sir William Batten tells me that Mr. Newburn, of whom the nick word came up among us for Arise Tom Newburn, is dead, of eating cucumbers, of which the other day I heard another, I think Sir Nicholas Crisp's son. The 23rd of August, Lord's Day. Up and to church without my wife, she being all dirty, as my house is. God forgive me, I looked about to see if I could spy Pembleton, but could not, which did please me not a little. Home to dinner, and then to walk up and down in my house with my wife, discoursing of our family matters, and, I hope, after all my troubles of mind and jealousy, we shall live happily still. To church again, and so home to my wife, and with her read Iter Boreali, a poem made just at the King's coming home, but I never read it before, and now like it pretty well, but not so as it was cried up. So to supper, no pleasure or discourse with Ashwell, with whom for her neglect and unconcernment to do anything in this time of dirt and trouble in the house, but gadding abroad as she hath been all this afternoon, I know not whither. After supper to prayers and to bed, having been, by a sudden letter coming to me from Mr. Coventry, been with Sir William Penn to discourse with him about sending 500 soldiers into Ireland. I doubt matters do not go very right there. The 24th of August. Up very early, and my joiners came to work. I to Mr. Moore, and from him came back home again, and drew up an account to my lord, and that being done, met him at my lord Sandwich's, where I was a good while alone with my lord, and I perceive he confides in me and loves me as he used to do, and tells me his condition, which is now very well. All I fear is that he will not live within compass, for I am told this morning of strange dotages of his upon that slut at Chelsea, even in the presence of his daughter, my Lady Jem, and Mistress Ferrers, who took notice of it. There came to him this morning his prints of the River Tagus and the city of Lisbon, which he measured with his own hand and printed by command of the king. My lord pleases himself with it. Methinks it ought to have been better done than by etching. Besides, I put him upon having some took off upon white satin, which he ordered presently. I offered my lord my accounts, and did give him up his old bond for £500, and took a new one off him for £700, which I am, by lending him more money, to make up, and am glad of it. My lord would have had me dined with him, but I had a mind to go home to my workmen, and so took a kind good-bye of him, and so with Cree to St. James, and missing Mr. Coventry, walked to the New Exchange, and there drunk some whey, and so I by water home. And find my closet at my office made very clean and neat, to my mind mightily, and home to dinner, and then to my office to brush my books and put them and my papers in order again, and all the afternoon till late at night doing business there, and so home to supper and then to work in my chamber, making matters of this day's accounts clear in my books, they being a little extraordinary. And so, being very late, I put myself to bed, the rest being long ago gone. the 25th of August. Up very early and removed the things out of my chamber into the dining room, it being to be new floored this day. So the workmen being come and falling to work there, I to the office and thence down to Limehouse, to Phineas Pett's, about masts. And so back to the office, where we sat, and being Rose and Mr. Coventry being gone, taking his leave for that he is to go to the Bath with the Duke tomorrow, I to the change, and there spoke with several persons, and lastly with Sir William Warren, and with him to a coffee-house, and there sat 2 hours talking of office business and Mr. Wood's knavery, which I verily believe. And lastly he tells me that he hears that Captain Cock is like to become a principal officer, either a controller or surveyor, at which I am not sorry, so either of the other may be gone, and I think it probable enough that it may be so. So home at 2 o'clock, and there I find Ashwell gone, and her wages come to 50 shillings, and my wife, by mistake from me, did give her 20 shillings more, but I'm glad that she is gone, and that charge saved. After dinner among my joiners, and with them till dark night, and this night they made an end of all, and so, having paid them 40 shillings for their 6 days' work, I'm glad they have ended, and are gone, for I'm weary, and my wife too, of their dirt. My wife growing peevish at night, being weary, and I a little vexed to see that she doth not retain things in her memory that belong to the house, as she ought, and I myself do, I went out in a little seeming discontent to the office, and after being there a while, home to supper and to bed. Tomorrow they say the King and Duke sets out for the Bath. This noon, going to the Exchange, I met a fine fellow with trumpets before him in Leadenhall Street, and upon inquiry I find that he is the clerk of the City Market, and 3 or 4 men carried each of them an arrow of 1 pound weight in their hands. It seems this Lord Mayor begins again an old custom, that upon the 3 first days of Bartholomew Fair, the first there is a match of wrestling, which was done, and the Lord Mayor there, and aldermen in Moorfields yesterday, today shooting, and tomorrow hunting, and this officer, of course, is to perform this ceremony of riding through the city, I think to proclaim or challenge any to shoot. It seems the people of the fair cry out upon it as a great hindrance to them. The 26th of August. Up, and after doing something in order to the putting of my house in order, now the joinery is done, I went by water to Whitehall, where the court full of wagons and horses, the King and court going this day out toward the Bath, and I to St. James's, where I spent an hour or more, talking of many things to my great content with Mr. Coventry in his chamber, he being ready to set forth too with the Duke today. And so left him, and I meeting Mr. Gordon, with him to our office, and in Sir William Penn's chamber did discourse, by meeting on purpose with Mr. Waith, about the victualling business, and came to some issue in it. So home to dinner, and Mr. Moore came and dined with me, and after dinner I paid him some money, which evened all reckonings between him and me to this day. And for my lord also I paid him some money, so that now my lord owes me, for which I have his bond, just £700. After long discourse with him of the fitness of his giving me a receipt for this money, which I for my security think necessary, and he otherwise doth not think so, at last, after being a little angry, and I resolving not to let go my money without it, he did give me one. Thence I took him, and he and I, a pleasant walk to Deptford, and back again, I doing much business there. He went home, and I home also, in a doors to supper, being very glad to see my house begin to look like itself again, hoping, after this is over, not to be in any dirt a great while again. But it is very handsome, and will be more when the floors come to be of one colour. So, weary to bed. Pleased this day to see Captain Hicks come to me with a list of all the officers of Deptford Yard, wherein he, being a high old cavalier, doth give me an account of every one of them, to their reproach in all respects, and discovers many of their knaveries, and tells me, and so I thank God I hear everywhere that my name is up for a good husband for the King, and a good man, for which I bless God, and that he did this by particular direction of Mr. Coventry. The 27th of August. Up after much pleasant talk with my wife, and a little that vexes me, for I see that she is confirmed in it that all that I do is by design, and that my very keeping of the house in dirt, and the doing of this and anything else in the house, is but to find her employment to keep her within, and from minding of her pleasure in, which, though I am sorry to see she minds it, is true enough to a great degree. To my office, and there we sat and dispatched much business. Home, and dined with my wife well, and then up and made clean my closet of books, and had my chamber a third time made very clean, so that it is now in a very fine condition. Thence down to see some good plank in the river with Sir William Batten, and back again, it being a very cold day and a cold wind. Home again, and after seeing Sir William Penn, to my office, and there till late doing of business, being mightily encouraged by everybody that I meet withal upon the change, and everywhere else, that I am taken notice of for a man that doth the king's business wholly and well, for which the Lord be praised, for I know no honour I desire more. Home to supper, where I find my house very clean from top to bottom again, to my great content. I find a fichu, as he calls it, of fine sugar and a case of orange-flower water, come from Mr. Cock of Lisbon, the fruits of my last year's service to him, which I did in great justice to the man, a perfect stranger. He sends it to me, desiring that I would not let Sir John Minnis know it, from whom he expected to have found that service done which he had from me, from whom he could expect nothing, and the other failed him, and would have done, I'm sure, to this day, had not I brought it to some end. After supper, to bed. The 28th of August. At the office betimes, it being cold all night, and this morning, and a very great frost, they say, abroad, which is much, having had no summer at all almost. Where we sat, and in the afternoon also, about settling the establishment of the number of men born on ships, etc., till the evening, and after that in my closet till late, and quite tired with business, home to supper and to bed. The 29th of August. Up betimes and settled some necessary papers relating to my security in the accounts, which I lately passed with my Lord Sandwich. Then to the office, and there all the morning sitting. So home to dinner, and then abroad with my wife by water to Westminster, and there left her at my Lord's lodgings, talking with Mistress Harper about her kinswoman's coming to my wife next week, and I to Jervis the barber's, and there was trimmed, and did deliver back a periwig which he brought me by my desire the other day to show me, having some thoughts, though no great desire or resolution yet, to wear one. And so I put it off for a while. Thence to my wife, and calling at both the exchanges, buying stockings for her and myself, and also at Leadenhall, where she and I, it being candlelight, bought meat for tomorrow, having ne'er a maid to do it, and I myself bought, while my wife was gone to another shop, a leg of beef, a good one, for sixpence, and my wife says is worth my money. So walked home with a woman carrying our things, and had a very pleasant walk from Whitehall home. So to my office, and there dispatched some business, and so home to supper and to bed. We called at Tom's as we came by, and there saw his new building, which will be very convenient, but I'm mightily displeased at a letter he sent me last night to borrow £20 more of me, and yet gives me no account, as I have long desired, how matters stand with him in the world. I am troubled also to see how, contrary to my expectation, my brother John neither is the scholar nor minds his studies as I thought he would have done, but loiters away his time, so that I must send him soon to Cambridge again. The 30th of August, Lord's Day. Lay long, then up, and Will, being ill of the toothache, I stayed at home and made up my accounts, which to my great content arise to £750 clear creditor, the most I have had yet. Dined alone with my wife, my brother dining abroad at my Uncle White's, I think. To church, I alone in the afternoon, and there saw Pembleton come in, and look up, which put me into a sweat, and seeing not my wife there, went out again. But, Lord, how I was afeard that he might, seeing me at church, go home to my wife, so much it is out of my power to preserve myself from jealousy, and so sat impatient all the sermon. Home, and find all well, and no sign of anybody being there, and so, with great content, playing and dallying with my wife. and so to my office doing a little business there among my papers, and home to my wife to talk, supper and bed. The 31st of August. Up and at my office all the morning, where Sir William Batten and Sir John Minnis did pay the short allowance money to the East India Companies, and by the assistance of the City Marshal and his men, did lay hold of two or three of the chief of the companies that were in the mutiny the other day, and sent them to prison. I home to dinner, and my wife after dinner going with my brother to see a play, I to my office, where very late doing business, and so home to supper and to bed. This noon came Jane Gentleman to serve my wife as her chambermaid. I wish she may prove well. She is only thick of hearing, which may be a trouble, but we know not yet, nor is it always so much as at other times. So ends this month, with my mind pretty well in quiet, and in good disposition of health, since my drinking at home of a little wine with my beer. But nowhere else do I drink any wine at all. My house in a way to be clean again, the joiners and all having done, but only we lack a cook-maid, and Jane our chambermaid is but new come to us this day. The King and Queen and the court at the bath, my Lord Sandwich in the country, newly gone, with my doubts concerning him having been debauched by a slut at his lodgings at Chelsea. My brother John with me, but not to my great content, because I do not see him mind his study or give me so good account thereof as I expected. My brother Tom embarked in building, and I fear in no good condition for it, for he sent to me to borrow more money, which I shall not lend him. Myself in good condition in the office, and I hope in a good way of saving of money at home. September 1663. The First. Up pretty betimes, and after a little at my vial, to my office, where we sat all the morning, and I got my bill, among others, for my carved work, which I expected to have paid for myself, signed at the table, and hoped to get the money back again, though if the rest had not got it paid by the King, I never intended nor did desire to have him to pay for my vanity. At noon to the Exchange, where among many merchants about provision for the Navy, and so home to dinner, where I met Mr. Hunt, his wife and child, and dined with us very merry. And after dinner I to my office with Captain Hicks, who brought my wife some shells, very pretty. He gives me great information against the officers and men at Deptford. I find him a talking fellow, but believe much of what he says is true. In the evening my brother John coming to me to complain that my wife seems to be discontented at his being here, and shows him great disrespect. So I took and walked with him in the garden, and discoursed long with him about my affairs, and how imprudent it is for my father and mother and him to take exceptions, without great cause, at my wife, considering how much it concerns them to keep her their friend, and for my peace, not that I would ever be led by her to forget or desert them in the main, but yet she deserves to be pleased and complied with a little, considering the manner of life that I keep her to, and how convenient it were for me to have Brampton for her to be sent to, when I have a mind or occasion to go abroad to Portsmouth or elsewhere about pleasure or business, when it will not be safe for me to leave her alone. So directed him how to behave himself to her, and gave him other counsel, and so to my office, where late, and then home to supper and to bed. The 2nd of September. Up betimes and to my office, and thence with Sir John Minnis by coach to Whitehall, where met us Sir William Batten, and there stayed by the council chamber till the Lords called us in, being appointed 4 days ago to attend them, with an account of the riot among the seamen the other day, which Sir John Minnis did, as like a coxcomb as ever I saw any man speak in my life. And so we were dismissed, they making nothing almost of the matter. We stayed long without, till by and by my Lord Mayor comes, who also was commanded to be there, and he having, we not being within with him, an admonition from the Lords to take better care of preserving the peace, we joined with him, and the Lords having commanded Sir John Minnis to prosecute the fellows for a riot, we rode along with my Lord Mayor in his coach to the Sessions House in the Old Bailey, where the Sessions are now sitting. Here I heard two or three ordinary trials, among others, one, which they say is very common nowadays, and therefore in my now taking of maids, I resolved to look to have somebody to answer for them. Woman that went and was indicted by four names for entering herself a cookmaid to a gentleman that prosecuted her there, and after 3 days run away with a silver tankard, a porringer of silver, and a couple of spoons, and being now found, is found guilty, and likely will be hanged. By and by up to dinner with my Lord Mayor and the Aldermen, and a very great dinner and most excellent venison, but it almost made me sick by not daring to drink wine. After dinner into a withdrawing room, and there we talked, among other things, of the Lord Mayor's sword. They tell me this sword, they believe, is at least 100 or 200 years old, and another that he hath, which is called the Black Sword, which the Lord Mayor wears when he mourns, but properly is their Lenten sword to wear upon Good Friday and other Lent days, is older than that. Thence, I leaving Sir John Minnis to look after his indictment drawing up, I home by water, and there find my wife mightily pleased with a present of shells, fine shells, given her by Captain Hicks, and so she and I up to look them over, and indeed they are very pleasant ones. By and by in comes Mr. Llewellyn, lately come from Ireland to see me. He tells me how the English interest falls mightily there, the Irish party being too great, so that most of the old rebels are found innocent, and their lands, which were forfeited and bought or given to the English, are restored to them, which gives great discontent there among the English. He being gone, I to my office, where late putting things in order, and so home to supper and to bed. Going through the city, my Lord Mayor told me how the pillar set up by Exeter House is only to show where the pipes of water run to the city, and observed that this city is as well watered as any city in the world, and that the bringing the water to the city hath cost it first and last above £300,000. But by the new building and the building of St. James's by my Lord St. Albans, which he is now about, and which the city's stomach I perceive highly, but dare not oppose it, were it now to be done, it would not be done for a million of money. The 3rd of September. Up betimes and for an hour at my vial before my people rise, then up and to the office a while, and then to Sir William Batten, who is going this day for pleasure down to the Downs. I ate a breakfast with them, and at my lady's desire with them by coach to Greenwich, where I went aboard with them on the Charlotte yacht. The wind very fresh, and I believe they will be all sick enough. Besides that, she is mighty troublesome on the water. Methinks she makes over much of her husband's ward, young Mr. Griffin, as if she expected some service from him when he comes to it, being a pretty young boy. I left them under sail, and I to Deptford, and after a word or two with Sir John Minnis, walked to Redriff, and so home. In my way, it coming into my head, overtaking of a beggar or two on the way that looked like gypsies, it came into my head what the gypsies 8 or 9 days ago had foretold, that somebody that day se'nnight should be with me to borrow money, but I should lend none, and looking, when I came to my office, upon my journal, that my brother John had brought a letter that day from my brother Tom to borrow £20 more of me, which had vexed me so, that I had sent the letter to my father into the country to acquaint him of it, and how little he is beforehand that he is still forced to borrow. But it pleased me mightily to see how, contrary to my expectation, having so lately lent him £20, and believed that he had money by him to spare, and that after some days not thinking of it, I should look back and find what the gypsy had told me to be so true. After dinner at home, I to my office, and there till late, doing business, being very well pleased with Mr. Cutler's coming to me about some business, and among other things tells me that he values me as a man of business, which he accounts the best virtuoso, and I know his thinking me so, and speaking where he comes may be of good use to me. Home to supper and to bed. The 4th of September. Up betimes and an hour at my vial, and then abroad by water to Whitehall and to Westminster Hall, and there bought the first news books of Lestrange's writing, he beginning this week, and makes me think but a simple beginning. Then to speak to Mistress Lane, who seems desirous to have me come to see her, and to have her company, as I had a little while ago, which, methinks, if she were very modest, considering how I tumbled and tossed her, she should not. Thence to Mistress Harper's, and sent for Creed, and there Mistress Harper sent for a maid for me to come to live with my wife. I like the maid's looks well enough, and I believe may do well, she looking very modestly, and speaking so too. I directed her to speak with my wife, and so Creed and I away to Mr. Povey's, and he not being at home, walked to Lincoln's Inn Walks, which they are making very fine, and about 1 o'clock went back to Povey's, and by and by in comes he, and so we sat down to dinner, and his lady, whom I never saw before, a handsome old woman that brought him money, that makes him do as he does, and so we had plenty of meat and drink, though I drank no wine, though mightily urged to it, and in the exact manner that I never saw in my life anywhere, and he the most full and satisfied in it that man can be in this world with anything. After dinner down to see his new cellars, which he hath made so fine with so noble an arch and such contrivances for his barrels and bottles, and in a room next to it such a grotto and fountain which in summer will be so pleasant as nothing in the world can be almost. But to see how he himself doth pride himself too much in it, and commend and expect to have all admired, though indeed everything doth highly deserve it, is a little troublesome. Thence Creed and I away, and by his importunity away by coach to Bartholomew Fair, where I had no mind to go without my wife, and therefore rode through the fair without lighting, and away home, leaving him there. And at home made my wife get herself presently ready, and so carried her by coach to the fair, and showed her the monkeys dancing on the ropes, which was strange, but such dirty sport that I was not pleased with it. There was also a horse with hooves like ram's horns, a goose with 4 feet, and a cock with 3. Thence to another place and saw some German clockworks, the salutation of the Virgin Mary and several scripture stories. But above all there was at last represented the sea, with Neptune, Venus, mermaids, and Cupid on a dolphin, the sea rolling, so well done, that had it been in a gaudy manner, and placed at a good distance, it had been admirable. Thence home by coach with my wife, and I a while to the office, and so to supper and to bed. This day I read a proclamation for calling in, and commanding everybody to apprehend my Lord Bristol.